This week, the European Parliament voted in favor of the Migration and Asylum Pact, which had been in the making for almost a decade. The aim of this pact is to reduce irregular migration in the EU. It also aims to share responsibility between the EU member states and take some burden from the shoulders of countries on the EU borders where refugees arrive first. However, the pact has been largely criticized. During the vote, protesters even made it into the European Parliament, disrupting the vote. And here in the studio, I welcome Marion Dubois, director of the Luxembourg Human Rights Association, Passerelle. Hi, Marion.
Hi.
So at Passerelle, you have been advocating against this migration pact. Why is that?
Yes, we're not surprised but unhappy with the result of the vote this week. We were expecting this, but the pact, first, there's a huge difference between the reality on the ground, like the reality of asylum seekers and people seeking protection here, and what the pact wants to implement for us. This is just a way of reducing the welcoming conditions and making it more difficult for people to seek asylum in Europe and putting them in more danger.
So on the other hand, like, the argument for the pact has been that it facilitates procedures and also that people don't have to wait that long. One part of this reform is the aim to accelerate the application procedures and especially the rejection process. How about that?
Yes, it seems, first of all, very unrealistic for us this to happen. Like, their aim is to screen and register every single irregular entry within the EU, which seems like a huge unrealistic goal for us. And yes, making process quicker, but there's also the risk of not respecting all fundamental rights when you go too quickly. And there's also this idea of deprivation of liberty, like people who come and ask asylum, some of them, at least 30,000 people per year, would be put in those border procedures, meaning they would be put in closed retention centers in external border of the EU. So this also could happen in Luxembourg because we have with the airport an external border. And those people they cannot go outside. They have to stay locked. And within 3 months, the Luxembourg administration would have to give a decision on their case. So 3 months would include the administrative part with the Directorate of Migration and also the appealing part if you want to go in front of the jurisdiction. And 3 months is extremely quick when you see that here it takes from 10 to 12 months only from the administrative part to take a decision. And our main concern as well is that this border procedure also includes children.
But isn't that in general good if people have to wait less time? Because now the shelters here in Luxembourg, they are crowded. People wait for months, even up to 2 years, basically. They wait for their rejection or their approval. Wouldn't it be good to reduce the waiting time?
Of course, it's a good idea, but the pact won't reduce the waiting time for everybody. It's just like they focus a lot on the border procedure, which actually, hopefully, not all of asylum seekers will go through this procedure. The border procedure is made for people who we think will have a rejection decision anyway. So they're locking them into a closed camp again and making sure they will be deported quite quickly to their country of origin. But for the rest of the people, there's a possibility or chance of them being accepted, they will still go in the normal procedure, like nothing will change in terms of timing for them.
So who takes this decision if people are passed on to the national authorities or if they are stored on the border?
It's the national authorities themselves. They will. So every, in theory, again, very unrealistic in my opinion, but in theory, every single person who comes in an irregular way in Europe should go through this screening procedure. So the national authorities have up to 7 days where they, again, lock people in the closed center to determine their identity and which process is the best for them. Either way, the normal asylum one, the border procedure one, or just directly do a return to their country.
If you have this kind of pre-selection, like the European Union grants fundamental rights to people who apply for international protection. Luxembourg, for instance, has to provide shelter and food and stuff for the basic needs. Is this right guaranteed if you have this kind of pre-selection?
we're unsure of this for the moment. What we know, at least, is that, and that's a shame, like there is no mandatory legal counsel for those people in this period of time, which for us is very risky, because then, like, if you have no monitoring from the outside, from a legal perspective, but also from a civil society perspective, who knows what could happen? And there's obviously a great difference in the way that EU countries implement the EU texts and the way they make sure that the fundamental rights are respected. Like, you cannot compare Luxembourg with Poland, for instance. And if there's no legal watchdog, it could be something difficult.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, the pact also wants to help the countries that are on the border. If you think about all the migrants who enter in Lampedusa or in Lesbos or these places in the Mediterranean, but also on the Balkans. So that might be a good thing if the pressure is a bit off there and there is more responsibility among the EU member states. Don't you agree?
On paper, I agree with you. It would be good to... The text says that solidarity is now mandatory between EU member states, which is awesome because it's always the country from the south who suffer more burden. But when you look in detail on the text, like, countries can choose how they can share their solidarity, either way by relocating asylum seekers or by sending out money or by just sending out experts, for instance. It's always tricky, actually, too. You cannot force a country to welcome people they don't want to welcome anyway, for sure. But the fact that a country can choose how they can have solidarity, maybe it's going to be tricky. And if you look at the press, some countries already said, we will not do this. We will not have solidarity. And I feel like the text hasn't put anything in place to, like, what happens? How can you make sanctions to countries who don't play the game?
So Luxembourg's government has welcomed the pact. Right after the vote, they sent out a press release saying that they are very happy about this pact, like the Home Affairs Ministry. How do you see the consequences for Luxembourg, for refugees here and for the administrations here?
I feel like the changes aren't going to be as big as in other countries because the text really focused on the border procedure. And because we have a small external border only in the airport, we're expecting less arrival and less changing than countries such as Italy or Spain, for instance. So I would say the changes are minors. I hope so. And actually, the countries, now that the text has been voted, the countries have 6 months to prepare an implementation protocol that they have to send out to the Commission. So I think the authorities are now working on that, and we are closely watching what they're doing, and we obviously remain open to collaboration to try and put together, I hope, an implementation of the text that will be more respectful of human rights than what the provisions are saying in the European text.
So there is still some margin of negotiation which the member states can, where they can somehow steer the affairs.
Yes, because the text just share like the bare minimum, and if the countries want to go higher, they have the possibility to do so. So I really hope, specifically when it comes to children's rights, that Luxembourg will choose not to put families with children in the retention center in the border procedure. And I also really hope that they will still implement free legal counsel to everybody arriving irregularly in Luxembourg, whether they ask asylum or not. So that's our call to the authorities here.
Mm-hmm. So this pact is set to enter into force in 2026. That's less than 2 years from now. Are there any means, like legal means, to stop this?
No, it's too late, unfortunately.
Well, thank you, Marion Dubois, director of Passerelle, the Association for Refugee Rights and Human Rights in Luxembourg.
Thank you for having me.
So they can see probably why voting in the European elections is so important, and all non-Luxembourgish residents still have until 15th, so that's this weekend, to register as a voter in the list for the European elections, which take place on 9th of June. Register.